Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And with us right now is author Lois Drake. She wrote a book entitled Issa, The Greatest Story Never Told. Hello, Lois.
Hi there.
Thank you for coming by. Let me tell everybody a little bit about the book. Issa is a story of Jesus' youth, his lost years, journeys to the East, and his convergence with the legendary lost kingdom of the Kushans. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's right.
All right. First and foremost, tell me what Issa means, I-S-S-A.
Issa is the name for Jesus that was found in some ancient Buddhist texts uncovered in a monastery in Nepal and translated by a Russian many years ago. So it's the name that has been given to Jesus in India.
What inspired you to write a book of this type?
It's a gripping story. The story of Jesus as a youth going to India. It gives us the impression that Jesus wants us all to know that we are sons and daughters of God and need to walk a path of discipleship to gain mastery. So that's why he went to India. To find his teachers.
Now, a lot of people don't even know that Jesus went to India. I don't ever recall hearing that. How did you find this out?
Many years ago, Elizabeth Clare Prophet did some groundbreaking work by publishing The Lost Years of Jesus. She compiled ancient manuscripts that had been translated by Nicholas Notovitch and Nicholas Roark and put them together in a book that actually unveils these scripts that said that Jesus was in India and in the Himalayas, where he spent a lot of time in meditation.
Now, a lot of what you're conveying in the book and a lot of what Jesus is conveying in the book is far from traditional thought. Might that stir up some controversy here?
For me, it makes the story of Jesus far more compelling. Traditional orthodoxy gives us a ready-made God, someone who came with all the mastery that was needed to fulfill his mission. But Jesus is calling each one of us to fulfill our divine potential. These are key concepts from Hinduism and Buddhism, that we can realize the divine within, just as Jesus said in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So this is not to put down any other's religious belief or system, but to tell us that we are all meant to follow Jesus' calling to become the Christ, to become the Buddha.
So are you telling us that you think Jesus studied Buddhism?
Yes, I do. I think that many of the key concepts of both Buddhism and Hinduism are found in Christianity, in the Bible, if we only look for the clues, such as karma and reincarnation. As ye sow, so shall ye reap, and do unto others as ye would have others do unto you. These are all the basic concepts of karma, reincarnation, and Jesus made that clear to his disciples.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. I didn't go to Sunday school, but I'm guessing that Sunday schools don't teach that Jesus went to India. Is that correct?
Well, some do. A few, very few. And I think that someday in the future, more will. Most people don't know. They don't think about it. But if they look at history and they look at even an apostle that went to India, they certainly are close and plausible. You know, people in those days traveled a lot, and India was a crossroads for all people from East and West.
Is the book currently available? Is it out yet?
It'll be out in September.
And if I want to know more about it, is there a website I can go to find that out?
Absolutely. Just go to www.issa-thegreateststorynevertold.com.
Again, the name of the book is Issa, that's I-S-S-A, The Greatest Story Never Told. The author is Lois Drake. Thank you, Lois.
You're welcome.